here.
No, thank you for inviting me. And one of the things is that I also started, I didn't want to hear about politics because I am an evangelical person. I'm a Lutheran. So I wanted to be more focused on the calling from God and all the social justice work as the Lutheran that we practice is that, you know, I'm not in the church inside, I'm outside. I'm the one that would receive the calling that I need to be outside and try to get everything that I can so I can help my people. And when I say my people is I'm talking about everyone that is basically without a voice, that is mostly undocumented immigrants. Those are the ones that I'm really, because I live that life and I feel for my people that are immigrants, undocumented, that are working right now as essential workers and still not being considered to give a stimulus by this guy, you know, with the orange hair. You know, it's very painful for me, everything that is going on with my community. I see them, how hard they work. I see how we are sort of like a new slavery, you know, type of slavery for this country. We're feeding this country. The farmers are feeding this country. And they're still being left out of the stimulus check. A lot of them, which are indigenous communities from Michoacán, Purepecha, which I meet with them and I'm supporting them. And I do a lot of work with them. When somebody dies in the fields, they call me because I have to do the translation from the Purepecha to the Spanish to the English, and be able to get them what is right. What is right? What is right? I mean, you know, they just forget that these are immigrants. They treat them like that they're disposable. Even the Mexican consulate, the Mexican government is not doing enough to protect our people while they're working here in the fields, trying to feed us, you know? And just doing the whole process of having to talk to the indigenous community leaders, having to talk to the family in Mexico, having to talk to the government here and having to talk to the government from Mexico, the Mexican consulados, and having to talk to the owner of the farms to make sure that they are responsible for whatever they do. Because a lot of the times they don't even give them 1 cent to send them back home. So there's a lot that is going on with my community that I call. So I invite you all to see all the work that I would like for all of you to get involved. But at the end of the day, if we don't vote and we don't change these elected officials that are representing us, we're gonna be in the same situation. And I learned that the hard way. And now I have to be involved in politics because that's the only way that we're gonna get someone that is gonna do right, bring us the resources that we need, and start looking at our community as we should be looked at.